Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a Chag Sameach. Hope everyone had a beautiful Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the Sforno said, why do we have to go sit in the Sukkah now? So the Sforno said, you have to realize, you know, in those times, and especially in the time of the Chumash, obviously, you know, that's when the crops were being brought in. The crops on the whole season were being brought into the houses now, you know, and obviously they felt, you know, wow, the farmers felt, wow, with Baruch Hashem, look at how many crops we have, look how much we can sell, look how much money we can make. So Sforno said, well, we're telling the farmers, telling B'nai Yisrael, telling the Jewish people, you think you have simcha with that, look at the ultimate simcha, sit in the sukkah of Hashem. There's greater happiness in life than focusing on your money. Focus on serving Hashem. The Meshech Chachma said a little different shot. The Meshech Chachma said, I think the Meshech Chachma, I might change the Meshech Chachma words around a little bit, but we have to practice what we preach. We told in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Hashem, please forgive us, we just want to serve you. So by going into the Sukkah, we're telling Hashem that we're running away from our physical desires and from our tivus, from our desires, and we're here just to serve you. So that's why we go into the Sukkah. Then the word Sukkah, Samech Vav Chav Hei, spells 91. Because that spells Amen. Aleph Mem Nun, Aleph Akel Melech Ne'eman. It spells Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Because what Hashem is saying to us, when you accept all types of Jews, Hashem says, I'm going to be there. A Samech represents a Tzaddik. A Vav represents, you know, one Jew has only one leg of mitzvah stand on. Chav spreads on a Jew has three. Hey spreads like on a 2.5. But Hashem is saying to us, no matter what type of Jew, you can come into my Sukkah. I love you no matter what. And when you have Achdus, that's where Hashem is found. And it's found also with the Lulav. You know, we say Lulav and Esrog, or you can say Esrog and Lulav. Esrog and Lulav is, you take the Esrog, the Aleph from Aleph, from Esrog is Aleph, and the Lulav is Lamed. Esrog and Lulav spells Kel, Hashem. And we know an Esrog represents a Tzaddik, and Lulav represents a simple Jew doesn't do many Torah and mitzvahs. But what Hashem's saying, but when you put them together, Hashem said, I'm there to be found. I'm Kel. And when you shake them all together, Hashem's saying, I'm there to be found. And the word in Sukkot, what's Sukkot? Zman Simchatenu. Simchatenu is spelled Shin. Shin has three prongs. Tzaddik, Beinuni, and Rasha. And the Shin is all connected. Because Hashem said, you know what the ultimate simcha is? When all Jews are united. When you're all united, that gives the ultimate simcha. And I just like to wish everyone a Zman Simchatenu, a Zman of Simcha. We surely have Simcha. Or one last word. Why do we put the Tzaddik, why do we put the Esrog away at night? You know, the Esrog, Lulav, Hadas, and Moravas, you know, are sometimes attached to the night, but the Esrog goes in a different box. So you can say the Esrog is supposed to be a Tzaddik. So with the Tzaddik, obviously, when he's put by the Lulav Esrog, he's put by the Lulav Adat and Meravos, because he's trying to do Kiruv on the other Jews and bringing them closer to Hashem. But we put him away by himself because he or she, could be a Tzaddikus also, because they need to recharge their own batteries. When they're doing Kiruv, they might fall a little bit, so they need to recharge their own batteries. So that's why an Esrog is put away at night by itself. One last thought. Moshe Shechter from Skokie Yeshiva said this. We say the word, we say Hasatan, the Gemara says this. Hasatan is a numeric value of 364 days. And we say that because there's 365 days in the year, but the one day the Satan does not have power over us is on Yom Kippur. Well, Shechter said, we really spelled Satan, not Hasatan, Satan. So you take away the 5 days between Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. In fact, in Sukkot it says that the Sukkot is the first day Hashem starts counting our Aveiros. Because the Satan is weakened between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Because again, you can say this, Hashem saying, I want to see, the Jews say they want to repent, they want to do tshuva, the Jews say they want to return to me. I have to give them time to see what they're going to do. Good, because if they do that, if the Satan is going to bother them, they're not going to do it. So I'm going to remove the Satan. And then I believe Moshe Shechter said, why is it the first time Cheshbon Levonos? Because now that Hashem said, now I gave you a couple of days off, now I can see if you really meant what you did, what you came on Yom Kippur. I want to see whether you're excited to go into the sukkah. You're excited to take the lulav, esrog, and hadas and meravos. But you're excited to keep the mitzvahs. I'm going to leave you off with a. So Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said the sukkah is supposed to be like your house, but it's also be like the dining room table. Like he quoted the Stipler. Stipler said you don't change a baby in the sukkah. And you don't bring up, unless you're a poor person, you don't bring up pots with food into the sukkah. It's not something, you know, like this, so you don't bring it to a dining room table, you don't bring it to the sukkah. And then Rav Yaakov Zev Smith said you also don't grill food in the sukkah. But Rav Yaakov Zev Smith quoted Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky that, you know, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky used to make phone calls in the sukkah. Because again, it's supposed to be your house. So again, you're supposed to learn Torah, call friends in the sukkah, but then you're supposed to take away the dishes and not clean. But what Nissan Karelitz said, the Choshani, he just said that you don't have, the minute you finish your food, you don't have to run in quickly and throw it away. You can wait till everyone finishes, let's say you're having gefilte fish. So you can wait till everyone finishes their gefilte fish and then take away the plates. But you don't have to run in the minute you finish. And one more lacha, let's say you're taking a trip from New York, New Jersey, or Baltimore, or Chicago to Montana or Kentucky. And you're on a plane. Obviously, on a plane, you can't get a sukkah. So if you're traveling somewhere and you can't get access to a sukkah, you can eat a hamotzi or mezonos items even if there's no sukkah. But obviously, if you're traveling from New York to Lakewood to Baltimore, I'm guessing I could say New York to Lakewood, then you really should wait because you'll get close to sukkahs along the way. First of all, in Brooklyn, Staten Island, and parts of New Jersey, and then Lakewood. And even from Lakewood to Baltimore, you probably could stop in Delaware by the Chabad house, then in Baltimore. So those places aren't considered real ovidachim, and therefore you should not eat mezonos hamotzi in the car. But if you're going cross-country across America, like Idaho, Iowa, or Montana, there might not be many sukkahs there. So therefore, in the car, you can eat hamotzi or mezonos. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Sukkot and only Zman Simcha. Zay gezunt. Bye-bye.